Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Amy and Indy with your 8am Zedline. In local news, a total of 16 Queenslanders have been nominated for the Australian of the Year Award for 2024. The winner will be revealed on November 9 in Brisbane. A mind-blending science YouTuber, a speedy ship shearer, and an accidental dinosaur discoverer has been shortlisted for Queensland Australian of the Year Awards. Mark Fraser, the chief executive of National Australia Day Council, said, quoted, "They remind us of all of what we can do when we make a decision to take action, make a stand, lend a hand, or strive for a goal."
The Brisbane housing market is on track to set a new record as property prices continue to rise. According to the Domain September housing report, house prices have recouped $39,000 of the $47,000 value lost since December 2022. A further increase of 1% or $8,000 will see the market make a full recovery from the slump. The housing market is $2,000 away from a new record across the combined capitals, with prices expected to grow at a slower rate next year.
In national news, an ABC investigation has found individuals and businesses across Northern Australia are chasing a Kimberley beef company for more than $5 million in unpaid debt. The Yeader Pastoral Company, who also have the control of the Kimberley Meat Company, the only abattoir in Northern or Western Australia, finds that the referencing low cattle prices and difficulties in export trade has made creditors rely heavily on operation at the Kimberley Meat Company. Creditors have told the ABC of their difficulties, and speaking to the representative of Yeader Pastoral Company said, quoted, "Yeader need to change their reputation and the needs to start with paying people and it need to start with communication."
Oil and gas company Santos buys land on the controversial Hunter Gas Pipeline route. A surprise land purchase on the New South Wales Liverpool Plains has farmers concerned Santos is close to building the Hunter Gas Pipeline project. Interstate directors of the private company negotiating land access recently bought a property intersecting the pipeline route and have given Santos access to peg a laydown area. Santos faces continued landholder opposition and a deadline by October 2024 to have the project physically commenced.
In international news, Fiji planned to withdraw from a United Nations motion calling on China to address serious human rights violations in Xinjiang to avoid a blacklist from Beijing. Fiji joined a group of 51 nations supporting a cross-regional statement delivered by the United Kingdom, highlighted the UN High Commissioner found arbitrary and discriminatory detention of members of Uyghur and other predominantly Muslim minorities in Xinjiang. China angrily rejected the joint statement and accused the United Kingdom, which delivered it on behalf of the group, saying they have spread lies and disinformation.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy. It's currently 20 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.